Good to see many of you joining us again here today. And just as a reminder, as we partake, a couple of gentlemen after our meditation here will kind of release you by rows. You come up and there'll be two cups. Make sure you take the bottom and the top. That way, semi-contactless. And if you have a significant other, if you want to grab theirs as well, that would be fine. Today, as we meet around the table, I would like us to join four men as they journey to a high mountain. Turn with me in your Bibles to Matthew, the 17th chapter. Matthew 17, and we're going to join these four men as we look at the first nine verses here of Matthew 17. And after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them unto a high mountain apart. And he was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias, and talking with them. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face, and they were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise, and be thou not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. You know, here on the mountain, when Peter, James, and John went up there, they were joined there in Jesus, and they were joined by Moses, who would have represented the lawgiver from the Old Testament, and Elias, and some of your versions will say Elijah, the one who represented the prophets. Both men played invaluable roles in God's plan to bring about his word to mankind and to the people, and to prepare them for the coming of the Son. And as we read in these verses, Peter wanted to erect three tabernacles there, one for each. But a voice from heaven set the three apostles straight. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. You know, today as we, you know, if we continue to look at that, we read that story, it says they fell on their faces with fright and they were sore afraid. But when they looked up, they only saw one, Jesus. All others were out of their view. Their focus was solely on Jesus. As we gather here today, the question is, what do you see? Those of us who preside at this table, our job is to get you to focus on Jesus. Put everything else aside. Whatever your thoughts are here, it can wait. If there is ever a time that the disciples or the deceiver comes and tries to work on a Christian, it's right here. For the apostles on that mountain, focusing on Elijah and Moses, they were focusing on the wrong people. We are here for Jesus. If you're thinking about those who are not here today, you're focusing on the wrong people. If you're thinking about what's going to happen this afternoon or tomorrow, you're focusing on the wrong thing. It can all wait. We have been invited by Jesus to join him here at the table on the first day of the week. Listen to the words in John, if you want to turn there, in John 12, John 12, 20 and 21. It says, "Now when there were some Greeks among them who were going up to worship at the feast, these then came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and began to ask him, saying, 'Sir, we wish to see Jesus.' They came to the feast to worship." The question is, what was the object of their desired worship? Well, they came to see Jesus. As we partake of these emblems today, as we partake of the bread, which represents the broken body, we hope you see Jesus. As we partake of the fruit of the vine, which represents his pure and precious blood that was poured out for you and I, our hope is that you see Jesus. As important as the law was, we came to see Jesus. As beneficial to the words of that the prophets were, that were spoken, we came to see Jesus. Around this table, there is only one worthy to gaze upon, and that's Jesus. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you today, Lord, for this opportunity that's been afforded us, and as we come today upon the first day of the week, it's our prayer today, Lord, that we focus and we think about Jesus. Think about his cruel and punishment that he partook on for us, the crucifixion that he endured for us, the opportunity that he had to go to the grave for us and to be risen again so that we can have the hope of eternal life. And as we use these emblems today, and as you shared with your disciples that last night, that we focus upon you, that we do this in remembrance of you, and as they did the early church upon the first day of each week, and as is even was shared here, and we think about the transfiguration there, that we see that only the one that remained was Jesus. And it's our focus today that we see him and focus our life upon him and our devotion unto him. For he is the one worthy. For it's your sons and we pray. Amen.